This is my Notre Dame clause. This is like a dream job for me. Practicing law was really wonderful. I enjoyed it a lot. There are aspects of it I'm sure I will miss, but I love Aspen and I am really committed to public service. You know, the opportunity arose and I went for it, and I'm just thrilled to be here talking to you about it.
Public service can include a lot of different kinds of organizations, a lot of different kinds of work. Why working with history and looking back?
Well, I think history is such a big part of what makes Aspen so special. There are a lot of really fabulous ski towns, mountain towns in Colorado, and, you know, all with their own history. But I think Aspen is just so unique because of its place in our state's history and the things that have happened here and the people here. You know, I first came here in 1987, and that's always been part of its appeal. So it's always something that I've just really been drawn to.
Key projects or areas of history that are really inspiring for you and that you're hoping to dive into while you're here?
Well, it's only my second day on the job, so I'm getting a little bit, you know, working on getting up to speed. But I think one of the things that the Historical Society has done a great job of and that we're going to continue to do is really focusing on the personalities of Aspen, the people who have made this place what it is, the people throughout history. And one of the things that I'm very looking forward to is getting to know a lot of these people that are still with us, or a lot of these families, and interacting with them directly, because it's just, you know, a wealth of personalities here in this valley.
I understand one of the big projects right now here at the Society is fortifying the physical location where the archives are kept. Tell me a little bit more about why that's necessary. Is it that the building now is in disrepair or not good shape?
We are currently sitting in the Carriage House right now, which is our archives building. This building was built in the mid to late 70s, I think 1976, and it wasn't built as an archives. It was built as a carriage house or as an outbuilding to the main Wheeler-Stollard House. And so it wasn't built to any sort of standards for keeping and maintaining historical artifacts. So while we have done a very good job of doing what we can to protect really a very valuable set of photographs and artifacts that are irreplaceable, as you say, it's an issue of bringing it up to standard for a building that holds these types of artifacts to keep them as safe as possible.
And I understand that may include a viewing area so that people can see different artifacts but not necessarily be touching them?
Yes, it'll involve viewing. We need to separate all plumbing elements outside of where the artifacts and the photographs are kept, because should there ever be, you know, a leak or anything that can happen really any time in any place, those artifacts are protected. Also to keep anything that is like an ignition source also separated from the archives. So that involves special heating systems, special lighting systems that protect these artifacts as best as they can be protected. And we need to protect different kinds of artifacts in different ways. For example, film needs to be refrigerated. It needs to be kept cold. But that involves a heat source to make the refrigeration. We have a collection of films that will then need to be kept separate from, say, the photographs or the other, like what we call 3D artifacts.
Sounds expensive.
It is expensive. We are embarking on a capital campaign to remodel the archives. We're well on our way, but we've got a ways to go, and we're getting ready to kind of go public with our capital campaign to get that done.
Kelly, thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.